Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Trade deals are coming. President Donald Trump announced a signing of an agreement that had been finalized with the United Kingdom yesterday while standing alongside British Prime Minister Keir Starmer. The announcement made at the G7 summit in Canada.
The UK, and we just signed a document. This is
First, the president dropped the document.
Sorry about that. This is it.
Very important document.
Little windy out here. Give me that one.
Then misidentified who the agreement was with.
And so we have our trade agreement with the European Union.
The British Prime Minister unfazed.
But Donald, thank you very much. This now implements on car tariffs and aerospace our really important agreement. Thank you again, Donald. A really important day for both of us.
Egg producers should have a greater market access to Thailand and Vietnam and maintain access to Brazil. Groups continue to voice support for the Environmental Protection Agency's proposed renewable fuel standard volume requirements for 2026 and 2027. National Sorghum Producers CEO Tim Lutz says sorghum continues to gain traction as a dependable low-input advanced biofuel feedstock. North Dakota State University biofuels economist Dr. David Ripplinger.
The industry is built out. You know, we have all of this renewable diesel capacity and production and use. And this is really the RFS responding to saying, yeah, well, you know, we'll count that, or we'll add some extra RINs so that there can be some additional pull. So it's really good news. It also extends to everybody else, because for the past few years we've had, you know, this increased renewable diesel production and so excess RINs. And so that ended up kind of trickling over to other markets and put downward pressure on conventional RINs, which is, you know, corn ethanol. So this is, you know, while it really benefits oil seeds primarily, you know, it impacts corn ethanol as well. And so corn farmers, you know, are definitely going to benefit too.
Rolette, North Dakota farmer and Clean Fuels Alliance governing board member and treasurer Ryan Peterson.
The important part of the story that needs to be told, and that we told to EPA for years, is we've been at 5 billion gallons of actual production, you know, and they kept setting the RVOs at 3 billion plus, you know, somewhere in there. And, you know, we said, but this set it what we're doing. You know, we've proven that we can do it. We've proven that we have the feedstock availability out there, you know, and so it was really a relief to us as an industry to know that we finally got through to them, it seems, and they understand the capabilities that we have as an industry to provide that fuel, and as farmers to provide the feedstock that the industry needs.
This is Inside Agriculture. Markets are next.